Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner here with Dr. Les Chispense, co-hosting today. It's good to have him in the studio. Of course, that was the great Howlin' Wolf. It's his birthday today. He'd be 103 years old. On our way to this next important piece, I'm reminding you the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. Remember, it's a credit union, not just a bank. It belongs to you. More information at www.mecu.com, or you can go to steinershow.org and click on their banner. It is there all the time. And I want to introduce to right now the Reverend Wendell Phillips, former state legislator but in Baltimore, but now in North Carolina, where he's Director of Government and Community Relations at North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University. His father, the Reverend Wendell Phillips, of course, was one of the famous Goon Squad and one of our great leaders in the city. Lely Gaudia joins us, also a member of the Goon Squad, former professor here at Morgan State University, now an attorney, and one of the final two people alive from the era of the Goon Squad. And Wendell and Lely, welcome. Good to have you with us here.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Mark, good to be here.
And I'm glad you both are with us. And folks, you can join us here if you like at 410-319-8888. And Lester will jump in as well. But Wendell, just begin. Because as the next generation, as the son of Wendell Phillips, as someone who grew up with Homer Faber as almost like an uncle, and we just lost him Saturday morning. Homer Faber passed away. He was the founder of the Institute for Urban Research here at Morgan State University. He was one of the leaders of the civil rights movement. He was just an amazing human being, a huge force, a big man, big mind, powerful human being who just left us. And Wendell, go ahead.
Yeah, it is a sad occasion on the one hand, but on the other hand, a joyous occasion that I was blessed enough to sit at the feet of these gentlemen, of these giants. He was the intellectual of the group. He was the intellectual. He was that intellectual. I like to call him radical intellectual. But his ideas and his visions weren't something that ought to be considered that radical. But they were because of the context on which we were in the nation at the time. He is just a great force, but he also had the ability to kind of, because I was a little kid at the time, most of the time in the early 70s with them. But, on through up until, his passing, we were in contact. He always kind of stayed in contact, always asked how I was doing, but also never missed the opportunity to encourage me to continue fighting. That the work, there's so much work left to be done, and thankfully, I was there to kind of see the blueprint to what it is that they were doing, and it's just essentially getting involved in that political. They believe that political empowerment would help relieve the social injustices and help get people on better economic and more level playing fields.
Well, I'm just looking at your phone is cracking up a little bit. Maybe I can get you to stand up and move to another part of the room on yourself.
Let me see if I can grab another phone.
All right, we'll call and make that better. So, Lalit.
Yeah, hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark. So, this has been a very tough time for you. We lost Vernon Dobson, and we lost Miriam Bascom. And now we've lost Homer Faber, and I know that every Friday Homer Faber was your time where all to get together at Tio Pepe's and kind of reflect together. So please, your reflections.
That we had the last meal with Homer, Dr. Levi Watkins and I, and he talked about current affairs, as we always do. And he was in good mood, having a good time. I had to leave a little earlier because of an appointment that I had. So at about 2-something when I left, Homer and Levi Watkins were at the table. I'm finishing the lunch, And then later in the day, I received a call that he went home, that his homer went home, and then sat down, and then all of a sudden collapsed.
Mm.
And it stopped breathing. So Phyllis, his best friend, called 911. And by the time they went to the local medical facility, that's Baltimore Washington Medical Center in Anne Arundel County, he had already not been breathing for more than 30 minutes.
Oh, man.
So that's the condition he stayed in until last Saturday. He was artificial, you know, he was on tubes being fed, and his breathing was not natural at the point. And apparently Saturday morning, on his own volition, he stopped breathing and passed away. And it's a sad loss for all of us, as his friends and family, but more importantly for the larger community, which has made enormous contributions over his lifetime.
He did. Lester, do you have a question, thought here?
Yeah, I was blessed to attend the event that that was sponsored to kind of honor the Goon Squad at the University of Baltimore. And I remembered one of the younger brothers, I think maybe somebody associated with the Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle. It might have been
Davon.
I think it was Adam, about kind of what the future looked like.
He was always optimistic about young people participating in future and changing it. And he encouraged everyone to. I remember I was there, you know, with him on this panel.
Yeah, you couldn't get a word in edgewise. I remember that.
with Homer, then you can. I always had to fight with him on that. And we were close enough for me to call him some names when he wouldn't allow me to talk. Which I can repeat on this.
And I know Homer also, just in a little lighter way, Homer also loved his martinis.
Oh, yeah.
Man after my own heart.
See, Homer and I have about 52 years of relationship. I met Homer in February of 1961 when I was in College Park. And he encouraged me to come to Morgan. And since 1961, we have been as close as we can be as friends. He was like an older brother to me.
Wendell?
Yeah, I'm back.
Good.
I hope
you're sounding
back. Better.
You sound a lot better, brother. You sound a lot better.
All right.
Yeah, that's right. I can hear you now, Wendell.
Good, Lally. Good to see you. Good to hear you.
Thank you. Every time I hear your voice, especially on the phone here, Wendell Phillips, I hear your father.
Yeah. Sometimes I open my mouth and some of that stuff comes out. Scares me too.
So, again, just for a quick minute, Wendell, reflect as a younger man who knew this growing up with this.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear the emotion in Lalit Gadia's voice as he's described in the last days of Homer Favor.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and he was there. You know, it's just always, I think they none of them ever, you know, Lally included, they don't lose their optimism, you know, with their dying breath. You know, they are optimistic about, you know, the possibility that we will, you know, that while we are losing giants, that somewhere there are lions, you know, working and at some point going to step in. Because what's interesting about the Goons, and Uncle Homer would always point to this, is that this group didn't plan to come together like this. I mean, they were from so many disparate parts. Most of them were from outside of Baltimore originally. You had people coming from Arkansas. You have Lali coming from India. You have Joe Howard coming from Iowa. Uncle Homer from
Pittsburgh.
And Dad from New York at the time. All these people came together at a certain time and came together without any articles and bylaws, as Uncle Homer was always proud to say. You know, there weren't any leaders. We weren't worrying about who was going to be president. We weren't taking any minutes. We were just we saw a need, and we went to address it. We went to address the hurts in the community, and we used our talents and the gifts that God had given all of them to work for the greater good of someone other than themselves.
So, and Lally, just before we have to run, there are no arrangements have been made yet, correct, for a memorial service for Homer Favor?
No, so far no specific plans can be announced, but pretty soon we will announce them.
All right, well, we will talk about that when that comes in the air as well and be joining all of you. I want to thank the both of you for joining us, Lalit Gadia, now a local attorney who's been deeply involved in...
And thank you, Mark, for your dedication to civil rights.
Thank you, Lalit. Thank you. And both of your friends here, Reverend Wendell Phillips, now Director of Government and Community Relations at North Carolina Ag and Technical State University. Wendell and Lalit, we will be with you when it's time for the memorial and... thank both of you for the work that you do, and we will keep the light of Homer Favor and Vernon Dobson and Marion Bascom alive on this program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you both so much.
Take care, Mark. Sure.
And just a quick reflection of my own. Homer Favor was somebody who I met when I was 16, which was a long time ago. And I remember Marion Bascom bringing Homer Favor over to me at the basement of the church as we were about to go off to sit in and picket to end segregation in Baltimore and... introducing us in this massive, powerful man standing there. And I have loved him ever since, and we have lost him. But his spirit is still with us. So...